WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
Thanks for joining me, and welcome to a royal edition of Eagle Concert Classics. You are cordially invited to listen to some live cuts with me from Queen and Prince. First up, we'll be hearing some great live cuts from Queen. Not the one with the corgis. The first song up was their first single from their third album, Sheer Heart Attack, from 1974. It was the very first song for them to chart outside of the UK, although their breakthrough came with their next album, A Night at the Opera. Here's Killer Queen.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy, Bouchard and Kennedy at any time. Invitation you can't decline. Caviar cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice, she's a killer queen. Gunpowder, eternity, dynamite with a laser beam. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China went down to Geisha Mana. Then again, incidentally, you're that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris. God, she couldn't care less. Fastidious, precise, she's a killer queen. Gunpowder, eternity, dynamite with a laser beam.
So don't
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, on a royal show with Queen, that's Radio Gaga. That song hit number one in 19 different countries, which is pretty amazing. That was written by their drummer, Roger Taylor. The next song was a collaboration with David Bowie, and Brian May said that that recording session was a little difficult because you had four very distinct personalities in Queen and, of course, David Bowie, who took over the song lyrically. Freddie and David were friends, but they had a little bit of a head-to-head on how they wanted the song to turn out. I think it turned out great. Here's Under Pressure.
Chipping around, kick my brains on the floor. These are the days, it never rains but it pours. Need on it, need on that up, need on up, that up. People on the streets, need on it, need on it. People on the streets. From it all, like a blind man sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up in love, but it's a slash to talk.
96.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Queen with I Want to Break Free. I love the video for this song, too. Do you remember that one? The opening sequence has all the band members in drag. Freddie Mercury was a housewife. Deacon was a grandmother. Taylor made a pretty cute schoolgirl. And May was a housewife. They were parodying a show called Coronation Street. It's a British television soap opera. Made for a pretty fun video. Brian May said the idea for this next song came to him in a dream. He wanted to do a song that the audience could participate in. While they were recording this song, the Sex Pistols were recording right around the same time. Apparently, Sid Vicious came in and interrupted the Queen session and asked Freddie Mercury if he had brought ballet to the masses yet. He was being kind of a jerk. Freddie Mercury called him Simon Ferocious or something and then kicked him right on out of there. The funny thing is, Queen actually gave the Sex Pistols their big break. They pulled out of a TV show appearance, so EMI, their record label, sent the Sex Pistols in their place and really kickstarted their career. Here's We Will Rock You, followed by We Are the Champions.
Fighting!
taken my vows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been a bed of roses.
The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That was Queen with We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. Those songs, originally two different songs, but they always get played together. The songs were written about basically soccer games, and they wanted something the fans could latch on to and, you know, participate in. And of course, you pretty much hear it at every single game, which is awesome. It gets the crowd pumped up. The last Queen song I have is a song that almost didn't get released as a single, but while they were mixing the track, Brian May's roadie said, "Hey, this is a great song, you should release it." The band wasn't quite crazy about it, but finally they were talked into doing it after Michael Jackson suggested the same idea. He heard it at a concert and said, "Yeah, you gotta do this." Here's Another One Bites the Dust.
No sound but the sound of his feet. She comes ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you standing on the edge of your seat? Out the doorway, the bullets shoot up. Sound of the people, yeah. Sing it. Ha! One more. Hey! And another one comes, and another one comes. Another one bites the dust.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics on a very royal edition. That was Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Coming up after the break, and keeping with the theme, we've got some live cuts from Prince. Don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned in to 106.9 The Eagle.